Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wrestling Off the Handle. This is a quick message before we start the podcast. There will be talk about Marvel Endgame on this podcast, okay? So if you do not want to hear any spoilers or anything like that, me and Ronald have gone out to see it. We both enjoy it. So,
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great movie. So we definitely came with the intentions of talking about it. So it is on you guys if you want it to be ruined for you.
That's your fault.
And that's your fault if you haven't seen it. But if you don't want it to be ruined, don't listen to the podcast.
Until you see Endgame.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. You're going to talk about wrestling first. We don't talk about it till the end.
Yeah.
We will openly say, hey, we're going to start talking about Endgame. So if you don't like Endgame, this is going to be the end of Wrestling Off the Handles. And then you can cut it there. Just fair warning, we do talk about Endgame. So if you listen all the way through, it's your own fault.
Don't be a bitch about it.
Those words exactly.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yay!
Welcome to Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm your host, Ronald Preville. And to my left, I got my co-host, Randa Vega.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Yeah, man. How you been, bro?
I am good. I am exhausted. So I'm going to fight through and just try to give you as much energy as I can. I am like physically and mentally drained.
A lot of comedy, a lot of shows and stuff, man.
Yeah, a lot of late nights, dude. Like, it was a Friday night. I didn't get out of the show until like 1:30. Got home around like 2, 2:30. Had to be up at 5 to go to work. Yeah, so I was up to like 3:30 anyway. Couldn't sleep. So then I got out of work. Mm-hmm. And went straight to help out with the other show we're doing with the Underground Legends. We had to set up and do all that stuff like that. So then I got out of there until like 1. So I'm tired.
That's what's up, man. The life of a comic, bro.
Yeah, you keep running.
That's cool, man. I'm happy for you, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what I'm not happy about?
Let's hear it.
Bray Wyatt.
I'm happy, bro. I like the look, bro. It's cool. He's playing the psychotic look. I like it.
I don't like it, man. You know, it's a little bit of Mr. Rogers, a little bit of Blue's Clue, and American Psycho.
Well, Mr. Rogers.
Did you see American Psycho, the movie?
Nah. But
oh, man.
Mr. Rogers is cool. And Bray Wyatt's not touching kids and doing like crazy stuff or whatever like that. Whatever happened to Blue's Clues, I don't think Bray Wyatt's doing that. So
he didn't touch no kids. He just died of a heroin overdose.
No, he parted ways from the show for a reason.
Yeah, because of drugs.
Well, Bray Wyatt's not on drugs, so we're fine.
Okay, whatever. All right. I don't like the fight and heal thing. What does that mean?
The fight and heal? Hurt and heal.
Hurt and heal. That's what
the psychotic thing. Remember, he listened to the hurt and hand and he cut the thing.
And then he cuts himself, his old gimmick with the Bray Wyatt family.
Yeah, it's a heel thing. It's going to be like a whole psychotic thing. It's got the voices talking to him. It's cool.
I don't know. I guess you need to refreshen up your character. But the Bray Wyatt thing, when it was hot, it should have kept going. It should have been super big. They should not have like gave him a title run and stuff like that. Made it super big, but they just let it run its course. And just, now he has nothing to do, bro.
I like it, though. Hopefully this new little switch up and stuff like that works.
Sometimes you do need a new character, man. Stone Cold did it. He was blonde.
First started, he was terrible.
Then yeah, when he was the Ringmaster. Yeah. Original. Yeah, and then he became Stone Cold and one of the biggest legends of all time. So,
yep.
Maybe this might be the next thing.
Yeah, who knows, dude? Maybe he comes in and psychopathically whoops everybody's ass.
Yeah, real quick, I want to give a shout out to wrestling wrestlingnews.com on Twitter for liking one of our Instagram. Post in our podcast. Appreciate
you're,
it.
You're killing the social media, by the way. I just want people to know. I'm not dick riding around. I'm just saying.
I used a lot
this
of
man
hashtags.
In like 2 seconds had tagged me to like 18 different pages on Facebook and Instagram and all that shit like that. And I'm like, all right, well, what do I do? Do I just like all of them? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing now. You pretty much tagged all the shit.
Yeah,
like, you're killing the game when it comes to posting about this shit, man. Anytime any of y'all see Wrestling Off the Handle post or anything like that, just share it. Just share it.
Thank you, guys.
I know it's not meant for you, for everybody, but if you guys are cool with us and you guys know us, just share it and let somebody else might enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, my homegirl, doesn't like wrestling at all. We're probably going to go to NXT next Friday. We're going to go check that show out.
You and your homegirl?
Yeah.
Nice.
We might go to that, and she actually shared one of my posts, and she does not know anything about wrestling.
That'd be dope, man. She'll enjoy it, man. I wish I could make it there, man, but I got put on a show that night.
Yeah, I know. Where at, man?
West Palm. No, it was not Boca. The First Drunken Stone Tour is coming back into town, so that's going to be cool, man.
It's cool, man.
It's going to be a free show, too. They're doing a free show.
I would love to go, bro.
When you're done with NXT, you're down there, bro.
Yeah, right after NXT, I'll try to see.
It's a free show, dude. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
I just can't wait to see some of those guys, though.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. A lot of them are great, man.
Some of the tickets were a little pricier, but I was like, you know, it might be worth it. I just want to see some of these guys are going to be like the next John Cena. They're going to be the next, Stone Cold, Rock, and that's what it is. NXT is pretty much the minor league, but still at a Like the D League, you can still watch some great game.
Yeah, you still get a great game here and there when you watch the D League. It's gonna happen, you know. Yeah. You're gonna see the new stars before they find out they're gonna be the new stars. Like people will see it before the company gives them that push, you know.
Yeah, and actually, some people actually prefer NXT matches more than regular Raw or SmackDown matches.
Yeah, because they involve more with the crowd and they talk and all that stuff like that. It's more entertaining. It's not like just, you know.
It's like an hour. It's only an hour too.
The NXT stuff?
Yeah, it's about an hour.
Oh, it's not
give
bad.
Give and take, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, Becky Two Belts, got Money in the Bank, man.
That's gonna be dope. I'm excited for it. But
Lacey Evans has not wrestled at all. So like why I know she did really well in NXT, but not on Raw or SmackDown. I've never seen her do a match. All she did was just walk down a ramp and then finally punch Becky in the face.
Uh-huh. But I can tell you what.
What?
She can walk up and down that ramp all she wants.
She looks good. Yeah.
She looks after the Natalya fight. I'm like, all right, I see it. She's like one of those, like, how do you say it? Like, yeah, she can walk up and she backed it up. That's what I'm saying. So as long as she keeps backing it up, she can walk up and down that ramp all she wants. Somebody steps up, let's fight. You know what I mean, she won the fight.
She does have a pretty strong right arm, man.
Yeah, apparently, because I mean, she's knocked out Becky Lynch like
twice. She knocked her out.
I was a woman hitting a man, and it's not fair because then a man can't hit the woman back. So it's not fair. It's not, you know? So what if this man hits the woman back? Is that assault?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's a fair fight, man.
Man can hit a woman.
The man is a woman.
I know, but still, she calls herself the man. So technically,
she just shortened it.
What if she goes to whoop her ass and then she calls, like, they play a whole thing, like, she calls the cops on her and sends her ass to jail? Like, this man hit me. I'm not the man. I'm Becky Two Belts. No, you call yourself the man.
The views of Randy Vega do not.
How is that bad, what I just said?
I think that's funny. No, man, it is kind of cool because Lacey Evans goes by the woman in the dress. What is it? Her thing is that.
Lacey Evans.
She dresses like a woman, hits like a man or something.
I don't know.
Walk like a woman. Wrestle like a woman or something.
Walk like a woman and hit like a man or something. I don't know.
I don't remember what it is, but it's still pretty dope. I just don't think it makes sense for the match that hasn't really built up for anything yet. Because she has, I feel like Bayley should be wrestling.
Becky. Now that you say that,
Bayley should be wrestling Becky.
Should be wrestling Becky too. But then Charlotte came out flapping her gums, and then Bayley came out and said, "Well, won't we fight right now?" Which I give Bayley credit. She slapped the mic out of hand the whole night. She's like, "What up, bitch?" And then got speared. It's just twice. I feel bad. Then my girl got speared, man.
Why did she? But no, like, aren't you tired of seeing Charlotte and Becky?
Yeah,
I know they got the best feuds. But then it's like, you know, back in the day, you know, Macho Man and Hogan would always go against each other. But sometimes they'll switch it in another guy.
This is going to sound so weird saying this.
Why?
I saw Bayley on SmackDown snap a little.
Yeah.
I want her to lose her shit. They need to, like, I get the boss and hug connection. That's why she was always happy. But, like, she needs a snap. She needs to, like, they need to do a turn with her. Don't make her heel, but all that huggy shit, you know, start putting your foot in people's throats.
She might need a heel push. She has to keep losing eventually. Keep losing so many matches, opportunities.
Not even losing. I would just say if people just keep disrespecting her.
And then
she didn't even have to lose because she got disrespected and she snapped on Charlotte and slapped the mic out of her hand. She's like, let's go, bitch. Mm-hmm. That's, excuse me. She needs that. She needs people to keep getting snappy and then she needs to start keep triggering off and just losing her shit and firing off.
Well, she needs Sasha back because Sasha's sitting at home right now looking like she probably wants to quit the company.
Hey, that's their life.
Yeah, but no, I just kind of wanted that tag team title to kind of run its, have them have that long run that they're supposedly gonna have. They've been promoting. They were the team to promote those titles.
No, I get that. They promoted the titles on that, but wouldn't it be dope, right, if they lost the belts, gave it like a month, and they won it back?
Yeah, well, you know that probably because
they defended it successfully.
Yeah, well, the Iconics are actually doing pretty well with the titles, man. They're getting really over just talking about the belts, not actually wrestling.
That's the point. Everybody wants to whip their ass so much.
Yeah.
Keep doing it, and then Bayley's gonna, you know, I think they're gonna lose the belt soon to somebody. I just don't know who.
All right, who do you want Becky Two Belts to lose the title to? You want to keep it at Money in the Bank, or she's gonna lose it?
I don't think either one of them deserve it.
What, really, Charlotte?
I think Becky should hold on to it until somebody else actually comes around. They need to have a Bayley and like I think Ember Moon deserves a shot after a while. She's been getting her ass left and right, but she's great. I like all the stuff, her ring and everything. She's just
aggressive. If Lacey Evans wins this title, like, she definitely is gonna be like pushed.
Facts, bro.
Yeah. So maybe
they need another Stacey Keeler, bro. Or Tori Wilson. Tall, cute, blonde.
Okay.
Charlotte's a great wrestler. She's a genetic freak, as they call her, in the wrestling like that. She's great, but there's only so much room for one athletic, cute girl. Back in the day, it sucks. As stupid as it sounds, I feel like that's why they're pushing her. Because back in the day, they had like Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson, all those. Like, there's only who got Becky. But I mean, like, I feel like they're trying to fit the roles from back in the day. Like, Stacey Keeley's always come out cute dress and stuff like that. And I feel like they're trying to pull a little bits of that and bring it back. I don't know.
Well, you got Selena Vega, but she does more like cosplay type of stuff when she comes out.
And I do not mind that.
No, she's free.
Nobody's doing that.
I saw a match with
her. See, hold on. See, people are thinking I'm saying like I don't mind that because I think she's hot, which I do, but I'm saying it because that's dope and that's different and always doing it. You're over here saying that, she's hot.
She is. I'm not. I had
somebody tell me that. They're like, all you do is talk about, like, you know, hug. No, I don't. And then now it's proof. There we go. Remember that clip? Thank you. And when you listen to this, you know who you are, person.
No, but I do watch with a Selena Vega match. I don't get to see her too often to wrestle on SmackDown.
Pretty athletic, though. Yeah, she's pretty good.
She put on a really good match with NXT guys, or NXT women.
Sorry. Yeah, no, she handled her shit back in the day, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I also was going to watch? A little bit of a WCW matches. There was
NWO?
No, the NWA matches they were having over on the, I think, Charlotte. Did you watch any of that?
I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, it was a...
I heard they were all right.
Cocker Club. Or Cocker... No, Cocker...
Word club. Go.
Yeah. You know Jim Cornette? Yeah, that's what it was.
Is that his thing?
I don't think it is his name, but it's something with him involved in that. Did you use his name? Yeah. Gotcha. It was a bunch of cool matches I saw online. I didn't get to watch any Raw or SmackDown though this week.
Were there any like big names on there at least? And not big names, but like people who have some traction.
You had Scroll over there. The
villain. Oh yeah, Scroll, Marty Scroll. Hey, all right.
Yeah, put a really good on a hardcore match. There actually is some blood. That you don't ever see from WWE, man.
Oh, man. You know what? Someone will be losing their shit right now if they talk about that.
I know, right? Yeah, there's a bunch of guys from NXT. Not NXT. New Japan Pro.
Yeah, those guys are cool. I like that New Japan wrestlers. They just don't care. They're just like, we'll go up in there, bust your head open, and then somebody will pin somebody, and that'll be the match. There's no control over who comes in and out. The ref pretty much just hangs out.
It's like a real shoot match. Like, I see a match, I'm like, wait, did he really kill that dude? Because it looks like he probably killed that guy.
Well, that one match we saw with a dude through the brick, I had to do that dude.
Yeah, that's a murder charge.
Yeah, that's a definite murder charge. That's like, you know, how would you got assault with a
deadly weapon? Brick? Yeah, a brick house.
This is the house that AJ Styles, but you forgot one click.
That's pretty messed up.
Oh man, that's funny though, bro. Yeah. That's.
Bro, did you saw Avengers, man?
Yeah, dude. Wait a minute. Hold on. Spoiler alert, folks.
Spoiler alert.
I am definitely going to be spoiling this shit for you guys right now. Okay? So,
if you haven't seen it by now,
we're going to put an edit in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Saying we are talking about Avengers on this, and if you have an issue with it, your problem.
Mm. Well, if you haven't seen it by now, it's your problem. It's the weekend. You should have seen it by now. You had no excuses.
It's Monday. It's going to be out on Monday. So if you haven't seen it yet, then we're done with the episode for you guys. This is Wrestling Off the Handle.
Kill yourself.
Have fun. Now this is going to be Avengers talk.
All right, man. Hey, man, what was your favorite part of the movie?
The whole thing.
Everything? I'm kind of disappointed in myself, though.
Yeah, you fell asleep.
Some parts, man.
Like, what? No, you can't.
I know, some parts
were slow, and they weren't slow in the point of like, you have narcolepsy, okay? Because the part
I have
like,
what?
I feel like you have narcolepsy. You just fall asleep.
And when I can't spell that. What is that?
You just fall asleep randomly. Just
people do that?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. People naturally fall asleep all the time.
What's narcolepsy?
Narcolepsy is when you just can't control yourself and you're just, hey, what?
Like, you can just fall out on the, like, just while you're driving?
Yep, doesn't matter. A lot of those people.
How you get that?
I don't know if it's considered like a disease or your brain overproduces too much melatonin or whatever. But
oh, it's not like you can get like from like A's or something.
No, that's not a death. Oh, okay. Jeez, why did you go to the extreme so fast?
I didn't know, bro. Man, you just
I said you got narcolepsy because you fell asleep, and then you're like immediately like, what is that? AIDS? Is that herpes? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was like
something raw. I don't know.
I do what I do.
No, but
I killed that pussy.
No, it's like whatever. It's yeah, it's just something where you just naturally fall asleep. Just like you be like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, oh, you just knock out. Your body just says sleep. It's just.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, you fell asleep at the slow parts, but the slow parts are the most important parts because they set up the next parts. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I get what you
from
saying,
the start bro. To the finish, bro. I literally did not take my face off the screen. Oh. I was invested emotionally.
What time did you go to the movie?
I got to the 7 o'clock one. Oh no, eight. I went to 8 o'clock.
I went to the 10:45 one, bro.
That's your fault.
Yeah, it is. I can get tickets earlier. Yep. And I go to gym at 3 a.m.
I go to gym. I like what you said. I go to gym 3 a.m.
I got really Haitian right there.
You did. That's what I said. It was funny.
Oh, right. But no, at 3 a.m. So I get up early. But like, we literally had to sit up in the front row. And I like had to crank our necks to stare at the ceiling, at the screen. And my friend that I went to movies with, like halfway through the movie, she started falling asleep. And I can hear her snoring right in my face.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to wake her up a little bit. Like, hey, watch the movie. Yeah, but there's some parts that were kind of slow, so I got to watch it again to kind of figure out what happened. Okay. But
definitely, I am
Iron
definitely
Man.
Wanting to go watch the movie again.
Yeah.
And the whole, you know what? Like, for me, I can't even spoil it. I feel bad, like,
I
feel bad ruining it because a part of me, like, I was so, like, emotionally invested in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was emotional the whole time because all the crazy shit happened. Like, it was crazy. Like, but another reason is I grew up watching that show with my dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, that was our thing. We'd always go opening night, me, him, my brother, and then maybe a couple of our friends, but he'd always be there with us.
That's awesome.
The movies, you know, he passed away. So I'm like, I'm watching it. And like, the whole time, I'm like, there's certain parts happen. I'm like, trigger. I'm like, no. Like,
damn.
Yeah, no, but it's cool. It's fine. Yeah. It made the movie that much better for me.
Oh, you got that.
Like, dead ass. Like, that movie, all. Number one for me on any category, or number one.
Can I tell you my favorite part of that movie? That's a beautiful thing you said, man. That's
what
amazing.
Part?
My favorite, but no, I'm not saying like to.
No, you're good. No, you're good. Normal.
All right, man. But no, really, when you know, the King of Wakanda came in.
Of course it was, right? I could have told you that shit regardless.
I felt that, man.
You know why the King of Wakanda came in?
Because a white man.
Exactly.
Saved them.
So remember that shit. All right.
It was a white woman and a white man that saved them.
Exactly. Remember that shit.
And a green guy.
Yeah, the white man. No, I'm Puerto Rican. All right, guys, relax.
Hey, Lincoln Slate helped us, so we're good. Yes.
Oh, and the Asian man too.
What? Who's Asian?
Dr. Strange's assistant. He was helping y'all too, bringing the portals and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
So all y'all did was just show up. Okay.
Yeah.
Which you guys were late as always.
Hey, without
he
us,
was. They
without
were
us, without us, you don't get a good free throw. So that's it.
Yeah, I know, but you mean like. Yeah, yeah.
You came, and you know, my favorite scene is when Captain Marvel comes in and
destroys the plane.
I was dying, bro. I was
that
like,
shit was dope. Also, the part where she's holding the glove from Thanos and he's about to snap, and he's like, "This."
And she hits him,
and he goes to headbutt her, and she's like, "That's it."
Yeah, she was ready for it.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I'm strong.
Yeah, but then that bitch is smart. He's like, "Oh, that ain't gonna do shit." Pull the power stone, point the bitch right in the gut. Bitch, pow!
I love the all seeing all those powerful women though.
That was cool.
The movie
that was cool. You know, that was funny that they put all the powerful women together to do that, but then there was one who didn't do shit, was like the little bug girl.
What?
The little bug girl. When the fighting scenes and stuff started happening like that, she's like, we're going to fight. And then everybody goes on, and then she just disappeared for the rest of the scene.
She's like, I'm just going to see who wins, and right? I'm going to be on their team.
She's like, tell me your feelings. It's like, I'm going to kill you, bitch.
No, that was a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, I love seeing, when Ant-Man came in straight up.
That big-ass thing, he punched that bitch down.
I thought he could really stay in that tall form.
He was bouncing around the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, it's a long period of time.
They showed him when he hit him, and then they show a little part, like I think it was like maybe like 10, 15 seconds later, where they show like him coming back to size and shit like that. Like, that whole fight really didn't take that long.
What do you mean?
But they extended it because it was, actually it did take a while.
It's a good 4 or 5 minutes long.
The dope part though, I thought was when Captain America got his ass whooped by Thanos, and then everybody starts like the whole army starts coming out, and then Captain America's like half-ass whooped.
He's man, that was all right,
and then he.
He's still going to
straps
take it.
In. He's like, I wanted him to be like, I could do this all night. That's his catcher, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the callback, thanks to Jim Frederick, who told me this.
The whole movie was a bunch of callbacks.
This is one of the biggest ones, too. The, Nobody caught this. After you strap the thing in, you hear the headset go, hey, Cap.
Yeah.
Falcon? He goes, on your right. And then he looked over to his right.
Yo,
that's from the second one when he was running.
Yeah.
And kept passing him on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a bunch of callbacks. Wow,
and
when
Ant-Man broke through the building and you see the War Machine and the Rocket come back with all the pistols and shit. And,
yeah, man.
Bucky comes, yeah.
I love to see Iron Man gets to see his dad again.
Oh, that part, that's
that had to get you, bro. That got me too, man. That's like
that. Well, see, it's different now.
Oh man,
so you relate with Tony Stark? So you thought Howard was your dad?
Yeah, man, I don't know who my dad is.
Well, I'm saying at that moment you pictured that as your dad's
cool. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I thought he could be my dad. I don't know mine. Yeah. So. I mean,
hey. We all can't sell insurance, right? Call back to a joke none of you have heard, but he knows.
It is.
That's why
is,
he's man. Laughing. This is not a racial joke. He fucking knows what I'm talking about, okay?
Wrestling off the handles.
Yes. We'll go, fuck.
Yeah, man.
That was dope, though. It was crazy because like the whole you could see like he was like, oh.
I was confused with the time travel thing because sometimes there's like, okay, if you go back this much, you can do this, you can do that. They kind of pretty much just gave you a flat line like, telling you all the Back to Future movies and all the future movies are bullshit. This is the only way time travel really works.
The shit on the movie, which is funny. Yeah, and the everything. Ant-Man was like, that movie was fake.
You don't need a DeLorean?
Yeah, right, but that was cool, though. I like the way they thought about it. That was cool. That threw everybody for a loop. Like, they went all the way back. Like,
back.
That's almost like 20 movies, bro.
No, they pretty much... showed a tidbit of every freaking movie.
Yeah.
Which is dope. And they even took the shittiest fucking movie out of all of them to me, which is Thor, the second one.
Well, Ragnarok?
The second one. No, the Ragnarok Dark World or whatever like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that one, yeah.
And they made it into a good thing because they brought his mom back nine. And the part was like, hey, Thor's flipping the fuck out. He's like, I can't do this again. Yeah. And Rock is like, hey, come here.
Yeah,
hey,
Thor.
He slapped the shit out of his
head. Thor lost, got out of shape, bro.
Yeah, but it was funny, though. I thought it was cool. It was funny, too, because he goes, I'm loyal. He puts the glove out, the hand out, and he still gets Mjolnir. He takes it with him.
Yeah.
And then Cap in the end, when he pulls it, that shit was dope as fuck.
Yeah.
It followed the comics. I was so happy when I saw that shit, bro.
He's like, I knew it. And then Captain America gets the Thor hammer. But when Captain America, I love that Captain America end up going back for his love. Because he even says he met his first love when he's 40. When is like 20 something?
Yeah, and when they went back to see Tony Stark and Howard Stark and the Ant-Man guy, Steve Long, whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They went back. That's during the same time that Captain America and that girl were dating too. All that happened around the same time.
Yeah, no, what I'm just saying, I just like that at least. He had a happy moment, you know?
Yeah, no, it was cool. I mean, that was cool. But, you know, the part that gets me, though, too, is, right?
What's that?
All right, so you know how I'm pretty good at, like, thinking about shit and hopefully it comes out, right? Like, you know how we do wrestling?
Yeah.
And I project
pretty good at guessing.
And guessing, right? Did you stay towards the end?
No. At the credit ending?
Did you at least see the ending where the big Marvel sign popped up?
I don't know, man. It was, like, almost 3 a.m., bro.
Yeah, no, but I'm like at the end of the credits, like they show the Marvel sign. You know how every movie,
I think so.
They show the Marvel sign. All right.
Yeah, go tell.
Did you hear the hammering?
No. Oh.
So what do you hear? Hammering behind the Marvel sign? All you hear is dink, 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 hammering.
What are you thinking?
Jim told me this. Fred just told me this, and I agree with him, and I was trying to figure it out, and he reminded me of it. I think that, okay, so let me start here. Captain America goes back and lives his life, right?
Yeah.
Gives Bucky a brand new shield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, he gives the black dude the shield.
I mean, Falcon. He gives Falcon the shield, right? Bucky's going to become White Wolf now.
White Wolf?
Yeah, that's a character that he spins off to White Wolf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Falcon's going to be the new Captain America.
Yeah.
He's going to hold him down. But he has to go back to take the stones, right, and put them back in the right place in time so that it doesn't affect the timeline.
Yeah.
What if... Because in the fight, everybody came back.
Yeah.
Except two people.
Yeah.
Well, three, because Vision's dead. He's never coming back because of the stone. You can't, right? So, three people. But except Vision, so it's two. Nick Fury was one of them that wasn't in the fight.
No, he got erased by Thanos.
Yeah, I know that. But when they snapped the finger, everybody came back for the final fight.
Yeah.
Nick Fury was the only one who didn't show up.
For the fight, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was one other person. So Nick Fury didn't show up to fight. Right? Yeah. And the other person didn't show up to fight.
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Right? And everybody's saying, oh, Black Widow's dead, the Soul Stone, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
He had to go back. Captain America had to go back to put the stones in the right place before so it wouldn't fuck up the timeline or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. For sure happening. So what if he went back to right before
Clint
and
Black Widow.
Black Widow were trying to kill each other and shit like that.
That was dope scene, by the way.
Yeah. And what if instead of her killing himself, he gives him a stone?
Oh, and then Black Widow comes back and stays alive.
Black Widow. So yeah, so Black Widow's alive. Nick Fury just pops up out of nowhere, right? Because Nick Fury still has the movie with Spider-Man coming out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Wars. So what if she is still alive because she didn't show up either?
I don't think so.
What if something came up and then he's like, look, I know this is huge, but you're the only Asian person I can trust. I need you to do this. Because everybody came back. You know what I mean? Or what if she did come back, right? And what happens if, like, I don't know, what if she was like, so I still have a feeling that she was back.
I don't think so, because one, the movies, she's been doing like what? It's over 20 something movies. She's done with that character. I don't think they're going to bring her back or even bring that character back.
I think she's still around, bro, because they're still going to have other people around for the other ones.
Well, I think they're going to, they are, because they're going to move into more of the Captain Marvel, Black Panthers. The new Avengers, exactly. So I think they're going to focus on that. And, like, you know, obviously, Tony, Captain America, and those guys are going to.
And the new Iron Man when he comes around.
It's going to probably be that kid. Girl.
No, it's going to be that boy. Ooh. The boy from Iron Man 3. That was if you saw that ending when they were doing a funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, he was showing
that?
Everybody.
That's who that kid yeah. was. I was like, who the hell is this dude?
Yep. I got a feeling he's going to be the next one. Because remember, he was smart. He was doing all the building shit on his own and stuff like that as a little kid. So.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think they might go with getting the black woman to be the Iron Woman.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I think they are, because that's what the comic books are selling right now.
That's what the comic books are selling now, too. They're making numbers, but.
It makes more sense logically.
For the movie, though, that's.
I think they'll get a bigger buzz with that. And so it's getting the black Iron Woman.
I don't know. I'm cool with either one.
Yeah.
But if they're following the way the movies have been going, that kid is supposed to be in line.
Yeah, you know what? I actually didn't even see Captain Marvel. Now I kind of want to see, just it makes sense. Like, how does she get there? How does she find Tony? They explain how they find Tony?
She finds him. In the beginning of the movie, how? She flies out and finds him.
But how? She knew what he was.
She finds him in the galaxy. Remember, he can still track the ship. That's for our rocket ship. After all that crazy shit happens, it was only like.
I never saw Captain Marvel, so I don't know how.
It was only like a week or two after all this shit happens, where Captain Marvel shows up on the planet, and then she's like, "Hey, look, we need you guys to go get
Tony."
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're hitting that beacon thing at the end of the movie on Captain Marvel. They find at the end of Infinity War. You saw Infinity War where Nick Fury finds that little remote thing and hits it, and at the end of Captain Marvel, they show that Nick Fury, Scarlet Witch, and Captain America find it. The people who are left, they find his truck and shit like that. They find that beacon. It's like, it's still been going off. Well, give us some more juice to see what happens. And then Captain Marvel just pops up. Where's Fury?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see the movie, so I didn't know that.
Yeah
man. Nah.
See what happens when you skip movies, man?
Yeah, I had to. But hey, I feel bad that I fell asleep through Captain Marvel, but Endgames, but I did see most of the movies. The most important part was the fight scene.
Yeah, no, not to me. It was the biggest, most exciting part, but the whole movie was set up. You had to watch it all, the whole thing, too.
Yeah, and I got to watch it this week, fill up the missing blanks of what I missed. Yeah, man, but I can't wait to see it next week. You know, I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah, man, so it's going to be wrestling off the handles. Wrestling/Marvel Endgame.
Spoilers, guys. Spoilers.
Yep. So we're gonna make sure we put a message in the beginning of this.
Yeah, please don't.
I'll record it. I don't care. I'll be the ass one to say it. Let me do that. I want to have.
All right, man. This is Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm your host, Renal Preville. You got some gigs coming up?
Friday, March 3rd. Catch me at Robot Brewing, Boca Raton, opening doing a set with the Fresh Drunken Stone Tour. That's gonna be exciting. And Tuesday, you can catch me in St. Pete at the Liberian Rooster. Show starts at 8 o'clock. If you guys are in St. Pete, we got anybody in St. Pete listening, come check me out. I'll be in a St. Pete Liberian Rooster with the United Nations Comedy Tour. We're gonna be there Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night we're gonna be in Orlando at a wine bar. Let me find the name of this place, because I literally forgot.
A wine bar. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a restaurant. It's not just a bar, but it's gonna be pretty dope. Hold on 1 second, guys. Don't go anywhere. Don't leave me.
Is that the UN tour?
It's called the Swirlery. Swirlery Ryan Bar. UN Comedy Tour is gonna be there May 1st. That show's gonna start. Doors open there at 8. So go check us out there. And that's pretty much it for this week. I'm gonna be low key. Yeah, I think I got something Friday. Oh yeah, and the backstage. UN Comedy Tour is coming to backstage in West Palm Beach. Backstage Comedy Club. We're gonna be there Saturday night.
In West Palm, right?
Yes, you've been there. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're gonna be there. They got an open mic tomorrow morning or tomorrow
afternoon. Night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll check it out. Yeah, man.
You got anything coming up, bro? You got a
Nah, man, nothing big right now. Just hit me up on my YouTube channel.
So check this out. If we got any listeners in the West Palm area, South Florida area, West Palm Beach area, whatever, like let's say South Florida, whatever.
Yeah, man.
Anybody out of there who's going to be coming to West Palm for the NXT invasion of West Palm Beach.
Yeah, man.
Be on the lookout for Renald Privall. If you guys follow his social media, check him out. He's going to be there taking photos. If you guys want to take a photo with him, you guys say, hey, we're friends of the podcast. He's going to take photos with y'all. He's going to shout y'all out the whole nine. All right, guys. Show some love to this guy. All right. You're good at the social media plug. I think verbally I'm better.
Yeah, yeah. You're
very. That's what I'm saying. That's why I took the reins on this. I saw you were kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, show some love, guys. I unfortunately can't be there. I'll be at a show. But my dog Renald is going to be there holding it down. I think he's taking me up in the front, right?
Yeah. General admission. Try to get as close
to the front row. Or are you doing you doing the front row seating, or you doing general?
I'm trying to probably do front row seating.
That's gonna be dope. Yeah, front row. Okay, so look for him. He's about a 5'10" Haitian black man.
In West Palm, yeah, that's gonna be easy to find.
There, it's gonna be easy to find.
With
yeah,
those guys. Yeah,
there, yeah.
I do stick out.
Trust me, he will be the most giggityest kid in the room. Just look for a happy black dude.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm joking about that. But yeah, he'll be there, man. So if you guys follow him on social media, follow the page. If you guys see his face, say what's up, man. Don't be afraid to talk to us, man. We'll say what's up. We'll take photos if you want. We'll talk shit with you guys. You know, we're social butterflies.
And we love everything you guys do to support the podcast. Keep listening to us. Like, comment, and subscribe. You can find me at everything at Hey, It's Renald. And my YouTube channel, we're putting on more Wrestling Off the Handle content. And on my Instagram, I do love working out, and I do like talking to people that do work out. Yeah, I be in the gym killing it. You can find me at everything at Hey It's Renald.
And you can find me on social media at Randy V Comedy on Instagram and YouTube. I haven't been able to post a vlog in fucking forever. I apologize. I will be putting one up shortly. I've been very busy. I've been recording a lot, and it's just time consuming because I don't have a great laptop. I'm doing all this shit on my phone. So yeah, so you can catch me on there, Randy V Comedy, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and you can catch me at Randy Vega on Facebook.
All right, man. Oh yeah, and on my Instagram, it's Ren Gets Fit. Just a series I started a long time ago at Hey It's Renald. The series is called Ren Gets Fit. Keep watching, guys.
Guys, if you're listening to the podcast and you go on his page and you follow the videos for Ren Gets Fit, okay? So I want you to do it so we know you're listening, okay? You're gonna put a thumbs down emoji on there. And you're going to put a thumbs up. So if you put the thumbs down, thumbs up, we know you guys listen to the podcast, okay?
I prefer thumbs up.
Put the thumbs up because it's me telling y'all to do this, you know, the Wrestling Off the Handle army. Just hate on it, but then show a thumbs up, show love, like you support it. But be like, come on. Like the thumbs down is like, come on, dude, but we get it. You know, thumbs down, thumbs up, balances it out. But I want to see that shit, damn it.
Yeah. Well, help me watch these gains.
Oh, thank you.